Yolo Arts Foundation, Camille Saunders Musser, said this year's program promises to be very interesting. Mrs. Musser said the program caters for 40 children at 4 different locations across the country.
It's a 3-week program, and the theme this year is germinating ideas through creativity. We are offering this program in 4 locations. We're offering it in Kingstown, Georgetown, Barrily, and Spring Village. And we cater for about 40 children in each location. This year, we have a field trip coming up. We have a lot of exciting things planned for the children. This year, we have our visiting artist, which is the person who creates and designs the projects for the children, Sharika Sayers. And she has come back from studying at University Fine Arts in Canada, and she has designed some wonderful sculpting projects for the children.
Mrs. Musser also outlined some of the activities in which the children will be involved over the next 3 weeks.
They'll be doing a lot of clay work. We always do poetry. The children will learn about the famous African-American poet, Gwendolyn Brooks, and they will be listening to some of her poems and be encouraged to write some of their own as well. And then also there's another component, some hand needlework. They will be making happy flags, and they will be using the applique technique and also some banners as well, using like the patchwork technique. And a few little embroidery stitches will be thrown in, but nothing very elaborate.
Mrs. Musser said the program began in 2001 for children between the ages of 5 and 15 who have a love for art. She said their work will be displayed at an exhibition when the program comes to a close.
We started this program in 2001. We cater for children between the ages of 5 to 15. Rarely we get children 15 years old. It's really for children who love to do art. We do a lot of art projects. Every year we try and do something different. And we're hoping at the end of the program, we've decided that on August 7th, because the program really ends August 8th, we will be showcasing the projects that the children have done and do a little performance as well for the public.
Founder of the Yolo Arts Foundation, Camille Saunders Musser. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.